Okay, so you're thinking about hosting a webinar.
Awesome.
But in 2024, standing out in a sea of webinars, that's a real challenge. It's like trying to get heard at a rock concert, right?
You're not wrong. Everyone's vying for attention, both as hosts and attendees. It's easy to get lost in the noise.
Exactly. But don't worry, we're about to turn you into a webinar rock star. We're diving deep into AIRMEET's 2024 Guide to Host Standout Webinars for B2B Marketers, published September 5th. They've got some seriously fresh strategies.
And the first thing that grabbed my attention is their laser focus on understanding your audience. It's not just about who they are, but what makes them tick.
Oh, I've been to those webinars where they lump everyone together with generic advice.
Talk about a snooze fest.
Right. This guide takes it a step further. It's not enough to say, this is for people in tech. Think job persona. Imagine the specific pain points of, say, a marketing manager in fintech. What are they searching for online at 2 a.m.?
Now, that's how you find a topic that cuts through the clutter. You're speaking directly to their needs and frustrations.
Exactly. It's about making people feel seen and heard, even in a virtual room full of attendees. That's the power of truly understanding your audience.
And speaking of standing out, this next tip from the guide really threw me for a loop. They recommend locking in your speaker before you even finalize the topic.
I know, right? It sounds crazy at first, but it's actually brilliant.
Okay, I'm listening. Convince me.
It's all about tapping into passion and authority. Imagine you're planning a webinar on, say, cybersecurity for healthcare providers. Instead of scrambling to find a speaker who fits a predetermined topic, you start with a renowned cybersecurity expert in the medical field.
Someone who's literally written the book on keeping hospitals safe from hackers.
Exactly. People will sign up just to hear from them. Suddenly, you're not just delivering information, you're offering access to a recognized leader in their field.
So we've got this captive audience eager to hear from our cybersecurity guru. Now, how do we make sure the visuals for our webinar are just as compelling? I'll admit, I usually just go with the template.
I get it. Templates are tempting, but this guide makes a strong case for putting in a little extra effort.
Okay, I'm all ears. What's their secret sauce?
They're all about data-driven design. We're talking A-B testing everything to see what resonates with your audience.
So testing different title slides.
Oh, it gets way more granular than that. Think about those stats you might include. Do they land better as a graph or just a bold statement? Do you feature a headshot of your speaker or an image that reflects the topic? Even the font and color palette can impact engagement.
Wow, that's a lot to consider. But I love the idea of letting data guide those design choices.
Absolutely. But remember, while testing is key, your visuals should always align with your brand and the overall tone of your webinar. We're going for impactful but authentic.
Right, because a random explosion graphic might get clicks.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't exactly scream trustworthy cybersecurity expert, will it?
Exactly. Okay, so we've nailed the audience, found our rockstar speaker, and our visuals are on point. Now let's talk about structure.
The guide suggests considering a webinar series instead of a one-off event.
A whole series. That feels like a big commitment, especially when you're juggling a million other things.
I hear you. It's definitely a bigger lift. But think about it this way. In a world of one-and-done webinars, a well-structured series positions you as the go-to authority.
Like a mini course, but more engaging.
Exactly. And the key here is to choose an under-discussed topic, something your audience is craving more information on.
That makes sense. It's about offering a deep dive, not just adding to the noise.
Right. By providing a comprehensive experience, you're building anticipation for each installment and establishing yourself as a trusted resource. And you're building a more engaged audience over time, people who are invested in the entire journey.
Precisely. Now, once you have that captive audience, you need to make sure your content is serving them at every stage of their journey. From what is cybersecurity to sign me up for that hospital protection plan.
So we're talking about tailoring content to match where someone is in their buying journey.
Exactly. The guide breaks down this concept beautifully, highlighting how the information you share should shift, depending on whether you're targeting folks at the top, middle, or bottom of the funnel. Let's say someone's brand new to cybersecurity. That's top of the funnel. You wouldn't hit them with a product demo right away, right?
Right. That would be like teaching someone to swim by throwing them in the deep end.
Exactly. For those top of funnel folks, it's about delivering high-level value and establishing your expertise. Think educational content that addresses their basic questions and pain points. For example, in our cybersecurity series, the first webinar could be about common cybersecurity threats hospitals face. No jargon, just clear, valuable information.
Okay, that makes sense. So then what kind of content would resonate with someone in the middle of the funnel they understand the basics and are maybe starting to research solutions.
Now you're talking case studies. Show them how other hospitals have successfully fended off attacks using certain strategies or technologies. You're building their confidence and subtly positioning your company as the solution.
Okay, so for the finale, those bottom of the funnel folks, they're practically ready to sign on the dotted line. What do we give them?
This is where you hit them with the goods. Detailed product demos, client testimonials, exclusive offers, answer all their burning questions, and make them feel confident about choosing your solution.
It's like the grand finale of a fireworks show. You save the most impressive stuff for last. Okay, so we're creating valuable content tailored to each stage of the funnel. But how do we make sure people actually show up for this epic webinar series? We all know those generic reminder emails just don't cut it.
Tell me about it. I've got an inbox full of those.
Right, don't miss out. Yeah, I'll get right on that. We need to up our pre-webinar game. Give people something that actually gets them fired up to attend.
The guide calls this valuable pre-webinar engagement. And it's genius. Instead of those throwaway reminders, think downloadable resources, exclusive content, maybe even a short video from our cybersecurity guru previewing what he'll cover.
Ooh, I like that. You're not just saying be there. You're giving them a taste of the value they'll get just by showing up.
Exactly. It's all about building anticipation and showing respect for their time. Because let's face it, even attending a free webinar is an investment.
Absolutely. Okay, someone's done their homework, downloaded that cybersecurity checklist. They're sitting there in our virtual front row. What's the final piece of the puzzle?
Don't underestimate the power of networking. This is something a lot of people overlook when planning webinars, but the guide is spot on to highlight it.
So it's not just about the information download. We're creating a space for people to connect over shared challenges and interests.
Precisely. Especially in the B2B world. Webinars can be incredible networking opportunities. Think about it. Everyone there is already interested in cybersecurity for hospitals. They're probably facing similar challenges, maybe even using some of the same outdated security systems. There's a natural common ground built in.
And facilitating those connections makes the whole experience more memorable. Suddenly, it's not just another webinar. It's where they met a potential collaborator or learned a game-changing tip from a peer.
Now you're getting it. The guide does mention AirMeet's platform as having built-in networking features, which is cool. But the real takeaway, no matter what platform you're using, is to prioritize that interaction.
Whether it's breakout rooms for more focused discussions, live Q&A to pick the speaker's brain, or even just a chat feature where people can swap virtual business cards and LinkedIn profiles.
Exactly. Don't let your webinar be an island. Create a space where people can connect, build relationships, and walk away feeling like they gained something truly valuable.
This has been a masterclass in webinar success. Thanks to this AirMeet guide, we've covered everything from laser focusing your audience to creating an experience that's as engaging as it is informative.
We talked about finding that rockstar speaker, designing visuals that pop, and crafting content that speaks to every stage of the buyer's journey, plus the importance of pre-webinar engagement that doesn't make people want to hit unsubscribe, and making time for meaningful networking.
We packed a lot in, but before we go, one last thought. This guide is geared toward B2B marketers. But what if we got creative and applied these strategies to other types of content? Could that pre-webinar engagement tactic work for a blog post series? Could we use those visual A/B testing tips to make our social media graphics more eye-catching? Just something to chew on. Until next time, happy webinar planning.